This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. And Lisa Brady. Her career is familiar to many people after so many decades on television, not to mention her singing, acting, and many other pursuits. But Kathy Lee Gifford is also passionate about her faith and wants to talk about it, not just with people who share the same beliefs, but from other faiths, leading to some honest and diverse opinions about Jesus. Those conversations were the basis of a book and now a Fox Nation series, The Jesus I Know. She offers insight on that, the journey we're all on, and her real dream job. We made some edits for time and thought you might like to hear the whole thing. So thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the weekday Fox News Rundown podcast. Now here's Kathy Lee Gifford on the Fox News Rundown Extra. So your book, The Jesus I Know, It's not really about the Jesus you know. The I really applies to everyone you interview in the book, right? Yes. How did that come about?
In a very interesting way. I have a magnificent literary agent here in New York. We've done several books together. And we were talking about what do we do next. We've been blessed to have some success in that world. And writing books is not my favorite thing. I'd much rather write a musical or just a country song or a gospel song or I'd rather direct a film. It's not on my list of favorite things to do. But God has been using my books powerfully. And so I always listen to, his voice. You know, well, maybe, Lord, if that's what you want me to do next. And it was during COVID, so, you know, I wasn't as busy doing the in-person kinds of things that I do. So he said, Kathy, all of these other books that we've done together, my favorite part in them is when you share your faith with people like Kevin Costner or Craig Ferguson or Al Pacino or, you know, these people that are in your life just naturally because that's the world I'm from. He said, I find those conversations fascinating. Now, the man who was telling me this is very different from me. He is man, he is gay, he is Asian, and was raised Buddhist. So he's not somebody that you would think is my doppelganger, you know? But I love this guy. He's fantastic. And he said, would you consider writing a whole book with interviewing people that are your Scientologist friends, your agnostic friends, your maybe even atheist friends, or your Sikh and Hindu? I have friends from every walks of life. And I think that every believer in Jesus should have friends from every walk in life because Jesus did. Mm-hmm. He didn't just hang out with the people who looked exactly like him and sounded like him and worshiped like him. He went into everybody's world and saw right into their hearts and loved them. And if we as followers of Jesus would do that with our own lives, the world would not look like it looks today. So many believers in of different religions just judge other people because they're different. And Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. He didn't say love people that look just like you and worship just like you. He said, love your enemies. He said radical things that the world had never heard before. And what he said to me the other day was quite profound. And I don't know where I'm going to use it yet, but I think it's going to be in a song with my friends, Lewis York, who are featured in this special. I write with these guys a lot, and they're just they're so spirit filled and spirit led and spirit talented, and so the Lord gave me this, and I hope it blesses people. He said, Kathy, when you meet someone, love them, and then keep loving them until you no longer recognize them as the person you met.
Wow!
Because they will be so transformed by the way you have loved them in my name. There's no more powerful thing in the world than love. And I'm still, you can tell, processing what a message that was, you know, and that's what I wake up in the morning and pray for. And I fail miserably at it every day, Lisa. I just do. I wish I could love the way Jesus loves everyone. The older I get and the longer I walk with him and learn about him, the deeper my love is for him. Therefore, it does spread to more people. It radiates from us. When we truly, truly love Jesus and walk in his footsteps, he never left anybody he met the same. And so all these people that you'll meet in my book, 25 of them, are completely different, just the way God made them. And five of them are my guests on this special called The Jesus I Know.
Yeah, the Fox Nation series really does dive a little more to some of the conversations from the book, just to give people a sense of the range. Singer and actress Christian Chenoweth, but country star Jimmy Wayne.
Yes.
You've got Fox's own Janice Dean, mm-hmm. and Justin Bieber's mom.
Patty Millett, yes.
So I'm wondering is
and my friends aforementioned, Lewis York.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is faith, or sometimes the bumpy road to faith, or with faith, or through it, is that the common denominator here?
I think the word I would use is the common denominator is journey. Every one of us are on a journey, but our journeys are different. The roads we travel are different. And that's not random. In the Jewish tradition and in the Hebrew language, there is no word for coincidence. That's because the Jews believe, and I am Jewish, and I am a Jewish follower of Jesus, Messianic, what they call Christians, because the Christian faith came from the Jewish faith, and we are not separate. We began as one, and many of us continue the one love story of God for his people. But anyway, in the Hebrew, there's no word for coincidence, because God is either sovereign in all things, or he's not God at all. So nothing is random. Nothing is coincidence. You know, there is no such thing as luck. If God is truly sees us all and is in all things, even the tragedies that happen, he didn't cause them, but he is there in them. And he is our way out of them as well. Then you'll never say, I'll never say good luck to somebody. As long as I live, I say bless you or go with God. But never leave God out of the equation in life, in anything you do, in any thought you have, any deed you do. And that's the challenge of being a follower of Jesus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What surprised you most talking to these people? I mean, I know they're your friends, mm-hmm. but over the years, obviously, you've spoken to, for decades on television, to all sorts of celebrities and newsmakers and the rest.
Right.
So is it refreshing to have these faith conversations instead?
Well, every conversation I have, Lisa, is a faith conversation. I am not a religious person. That's probably the biggest misconception about me, that I'm a religious person. I am not. I believe in a personal relationship with the living God. Religion has done enormous damage to this world. I'm not putting anybody down that follows their own religion. I'm saying for me, I look at the wars over the centuries. I see how the scriptures have been used for evil and not for good. They've been translated in a way that God's word intentionally was not meant to be. And it makes me upset. I wrote a book called The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi because of it. Once I started rabbinically, truly studying in the Holy Land what the Word of God really says, it gave me a righteous anger inside. Because if we don't know what the Bible actually says, truly says, why do we follow it? Why who does that? And I want to know what it says so I can actually put my faith in something that is real. I mean, most people say that Jesus was a carpenter before he was a rabbi. No, There was no buildable wood in first century AD. You only learn that by studying rabbinically, the geopolitical times, the culture of the times, and everything else. Jesus was a stonemason. So if we're wrong about something as simple about what Jesus was, and half the world believes that because it came from the King James Bible, which is a terrible translation of God's word. That gets me in more trouble saying that than anything. But I don't care. It's the truth. I don't want people to walk in darkness. And Jesus, it's better. Wouldn't you rather know what he really was? People go, well, I don't care if he wasn't a carpenter. I go, why not? Do you care what if some of the other things in the Bible are not accurate? And they would say, well yeah. I said, well, how about this? And I'll give them all kinds of different examples that I have learned, not because I'm a great biblical scholar, because I'm not, but I study with the great biblical scholars of the world, and I go to the Holy Land where these things actually happened, and I get context for the stories. And all I do is just pass on what somebody else far brighter and more knowledgeable has passed on to me. So when you say what surprised me, it didn't surprise me. It delighted me. It affirmed my faith, and it confirmed what I know to be true, that every single person has a unique walk and relationship with God. And that's meant to be. That's not random. That's on purpose.
You're clearly inspired by your faith.
Thank you for not using the word obnoxious, because that's what a lot of people think, but that's okay.
No, inspired. I mean, it radiates from you, the inspiration and the love and the faith, all of it. So is that what you're hoping with the Fox Nation special from your book? Is that what you're hoping to do for others? Is it, you know, what are you hoping people get out of it?
I'm hoping that people come away from watching these interviews with these amazing people. Wow, if God loves them, I wonder if he loves me too. Many of them have heartbreaking stories of loss and damage and brokenness. And most people in the world have some of that in their lives. And people lose hope and they lose faith and they start to fall into despair. I'm praying that those are the people that watch this special or read this book or any of my books and find hope, because God loves them and he doesn't love them, me, any more than he loves them. He loves us all equally. And God doesn't cancel you. And God doesn't give up on you because you've made mistakes. And God doesn't say, I wish you were never born. No. God meant for you to be born, and God still has a plan for your life, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've come from. God loves you, and he will never give up on you. Trust him and let him give you the life he always, always intended for you.
I was going to ask, why put yourself out there in the way that you do? Because, you know, over the years, to say the least, the media hasn't always been kind, which I guess kind of goes,
rarely been kind.
Right, which in some ways maybe it goes with the territory once you're sort of in that world. But it doesn't, you don't have to talk to you for very long to realize you couldn't help but do this. You couldn't help but really put yourself out there.
I don't want to try. You know, what Jesus did for me personally, and what he did for everyone that's ever been born, you know, exchange his life for mine so that I could live eternally and know abundant life and be. Here's the thing, Lisa. Jesus willingly took on chains so that I don't have to live in them. You don't have to live in them. None of us should be in chains. God did not bring us into this world to be chained. He brought us into this world to have communion with him and to have relationship with him. And then once we understand that, to change the world around us for another person. He didn't bless me, so I'm just blessed sitting up there in a mansion somewhere, or, you know, looking at my trophies and look at my stock market, you know, say, oh yeah, I made it. No. God, every blessing, the Bible in James says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, streaming down from the heavenly places, from the Father who does not change like shifting shadows. This world changes every second. We were walking in here and there's breaking news of a tragedy in the subway here in New York. That is awful. but that changes from what everything was like before to after. God does not change. And I need something in my own life to cling to that will never change. In Hebrews, it says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm not going to put my faith in anything that's not going to be here tomorrow. Not money, not people, not awards, not my health. Everything can disappear. And it says in the scriptures, what does it profit a person if you gain the whole world and lose your very soul? Because the soul is what lives on. The soul determines everything. And I can't keep it inside me. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and when Jesus came down that little road, which I've traveled many, many times, the Bible says that the rocks would cry out if the people weren't there exclaiming, Hosanna, Hosanna. All of creation cries out to be redeemed. And Jesus is the great resurrected redeemer for the whole world.
I have to ask you this one question. It's a far cry from these deep
It's called
topics.
A segue, Lisa.
But I'm
an
just,
awkward one, albeit.
It's awkward. But I'm curious, do you miss doing morning TV?
I don't. I don't miss it at all. I did about 35 years of it, and I achieved a much greater success in it than I ever dreamed I would. People said to me when I left Regis and then I left the Today Show, they always say, how could you leave your dream job? And they're just assuming that that was my dream job. It never was. It was a great job, and I was grateful for it, and I loved it while I was doing it, but it was never my dream job. How could it have been my dream job when talk show hosts did not exist when I was growing up? They didn't, or if they did, later, they were all men. And so I wanted to be an actress and a singer from the day I was born, and I've never stopped being an actress and a singer, and then a writer, and now I'm a director. And I'm an author, and I do so many different things because I'm so interested in so many things. But talk show host was never on the list. God just wanted me there to use me. He wanted me there to use me because I was fearless to share my faith. And I would share a scripture on the Today Show. I would share a scripture with Regis. I would talk about, Regis would talk about, you know, reading his horoscope. And I would just laugh with him. I go, Regis, I get it. You want to know? I said, but why? Why do you stop at the stars? Why do you put your faith in the stars? How about the one who made the stars? Duh. And he'd just laugh. And by saying that, I was actually quoting scripture. You know, I was actually saying, oh, look beyond that to who created it. So I always used opportunities like that to share that there is a greater being out there. And he's not just this cosmic thing that doesn't see us. He's this everlasting thing from age to age and forevermore who does see us. He's that kind of God, and he's a living God, and he sees you. He is a womb to the tomb and beyond kind of God. And I've never put it that way before, but he is. He put my dreams in me while I was in my mother's womb, where her dreams were put in her mother's womb. And yours, Lisa, were putting you in your mother's womb. And God has a plan for your life because he had a plan for your dreams all along before you were even born. That gives me purpose every day. A lot of people have lost purpose in their life too, where their children have left or their husband or spouse has died and they no longer feel needed. Well, if you're alive, you still have a pulse and you still have a purpose. And that means God needs you. He needs you to share his message of love with others. And most people can't do that, Lisa, because they don't know that he loves them. And Billy Graham years ago said to me, Kathy, the only times I sort of regret are times that I got involved in politics. He said, if you want some advice, and who's not going to take it from Billy Graham, who is a sweet, dear friend of mine, he said, honey, don't talk politics. Just keep telling people that God loves them, because that unifies people. Politics can divide, and we've never seen it the way it is as bad as it is today in this world. I don't want to be in the destruction business. Jesus was not a carpenter, but he was in the construction business. He was a stonemason, and things that he built did not withstood the storms. You know, wooden things are often destroyed by storms. But if you build your house on a rock foundation and you make it out of stone, there is a very good chance it's going to be there when the storm passes.
Well, anyone who wants to be uplifted or get some inspiration, the Fox Nation special is streaming, The Jesus I Know, and of course, the book as well. So Kathy Lee Gifford, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.